Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Putella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three stages of successful land investing. And I'm pretty sure we have a different opinion on this.
I made three sets of three stages, so
really?
I have a lot to work from, because I took it from different angles. You know, like, okay, this could be three stages. This could also be three stages. I had fun with this.
Well, we all can agree that it's beginning, intermediate, and advanced.
And that's not what I put down.
But we'll define what those mean. Now I understand.
That's not one of the ones.
Defining those things can be different for us. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening, please drop your questions into the comment section below.
Ivan asks, there are two lots in an APN legal description, tract 1A and tract 1B, but the seller is only selling one of them, tract 1A, which is the one I want to buy. The other one is landlocked and about 2,000 feet from the one I want. Should I just go through title and let them figure out how to write the deed and generate a new APN? Or can I write the new deed with the one tract that I'm buying, just leaving out the other tract? Will the county take this? Why is this so familiar? Did we answer this last week?
It was actually a topic that came up in a different environment, but it was not on the podcast.
Okay, cool. I'm like, this seems very familiar. I was in our online community and maybe I saw it there too.
And it turns out my answer is going to be the same.
Mine too.
And I think it's the same answer.
It is. You want to go?
When you have one APN with two properties in it, or 22 properties, or 222, we've seen it all, you are going to convey with writing the deed, or title will convey all of them all at the same time. You are buying and selling. If you're into this from a career standpoint, you want to take notes on this. You are in the business of buying and selling APNs, not legal descriptions, not land, not houses, APNs. So each number, each assessor's parcel number, represents whatever the assessor says it is. So logically, this guy's saying here, yeah, there's two properties. I can clearly see it. I'm looking at the map. They're not even connected, but it has one APN. So in the eyes of the assessor, and that's all that matters, by the way, the assessor, what the assessor thinks, it's one property. Mm-hmm. We buy properties like this all the time.
Yep.
So the title's not going to fix it. You're going to have to go through a land split procedure at the county that is not going to happen overnight by any stretch. So you're going to technically buy one piece of real estate, that's probably two properties.
You could beautifully write out a new deed and put the one APN and say, call it whatever you want. Have it go past the recorder and maybe get to the assessor even. It's not going to matter. You're not going to own...
Jill's right.
It's not going to work.
The tragedy, I'll tell you, there's at least a year delay.
Yeah.
And when you send something into the recorder, the assessor probably sees it a year later, in some cases 2 or 3 years later. So, then that's not when you want to correct it, because you probably sold it three times after that. Or not three times, but it's got three owners past you. Mm-hmm. So...
I'm glad we're bringing this up again right now.
I wouldn't horse around with this. You know what I would do? I would simply say, hey, seller, and say exactly what we said. I want to buy the property.
Let's do it right.
And I'm going to buy both properties under one APN.
Right.
And I'll pay an extra $100 or something. They'll do it.
What I love, too, is I'm glad we're bringing this up. People think that, well, it got recorded. I got it back. It's got a stamp on it or the sticker in the corner. I'm good to go. No, not necessarily. They think that that's it. The recorder is really, it's like the old days when you had to turn in a paper or something and they would do the click, click, like your library book. You turn in your library book and they marked it, received or something. I don't know, or just whatever. When you just put a stamp on it and you think, oh, I'm done. They didn't notice that however many pages I ripped out or something like that. Oh, they'll notice. It will catch up with you.
Recorder doesn't review the transaction for accuracy at all. They just do it what their name says. They just record it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shove it in a box, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Shove it in a box, usually below their desk, that used to have like a case of Coke in it.
And then eventually get to the assessor, and then they start doing their homework.
Stamp, record, bang.
Have a nice day. Here's your receipt.
Finish that big piece of cake you started working on.
Steven, All right, back to the cake. Not to the cake. Moving on.
Today's topic, the three stages of successful land investing. This is the meat of the show. We've already established that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to everything. Just like a marriage. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Sometimes
Steven,
it ends in death.
There's not... Oh, jeez. You're awful. You are awful. I can't believe you did that.
No, it's just honest.
Come on. I hope your marriage ends in death. Actually, for me, I hope it ends in death.
Oh, my God. Death and Marriage is, that's the name of a show right there, an episode.
What the heck?
Marriage and Death.
All right. Anyway.
Enlighten us, Joel.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You had the beginning. You have the beginner, intermediate. Okay. So I have a couple different versions. I have three things I want to share. Three stages of three stages. One is, okay, the beginning. What does this mean? You're becoming an investor. This is new to you. You're getting your feet wet. You want to, you know, at the end of the year, you're going to be, I'm an investor. I bought and sold property successfully. I'm officially an investor. Next, now you're making this your business. That's kind of the intermediate version here. So now you're might be transitioning out of another job, another career, something. This is now taking over your life, really, and it's becoming your business. And then the third level is partnering and or funding to complete bigger deals.
Yeah, to execute a massive long-term goal. Mm-hmm. Institutionalizing the whole thing.
Exactly.
It's hard to argue with those three stages.
Thank you.
I mean, my opinion actually would just be slightly different, but you know, I would look at it like this. There's a everybody's in some stage. Forget about the labels. Some stage of this research. I truly don't think that you're listening or watching this show because you're entertained. I think that you're doing it because you're wondering if you should be, you know, doing something else with your life, buying some land or you know.
So finding another show.
There's the education portion, or not the education, but the research. Is this for real research portion of, yeah, I always wondered, you know, my parents made a bunch of money when they sold their house, and I always thought to myself, this is true, my parents made a ton of money on their first house deal. This is back in the 70s, my immediate thought was when they shared the numbers with me was, well, why don't you just go buy all the houses in the block and do that, and then you make way more money
right?
doing that than you would at your regular job.
Yeah,
and they all laughed
at me,
looked
at
me cross-eyed and said, I said that out loud in the back of the car. I remember it. They're looking at me going, what the heck?
Isn't that
funny? What are you talking about?
And you're
buying
right.
These houses. Anyway, they dismissed it, and I obviously didn't. So that's the research stage is just, you've heard these things and these stories. Let me say this. You already know fortunes can be made in real estate. All right? That's like step zero. Step one is, all right, I'm going to listen to a podcast and see how other people are doing it. Check out the internet. I'm going to horse around on Google, listen to some stuff, watch some things on YouTube, see if this is for real. And then what they're going to find very quickly during that stage is that 80% of the people out there who are standing on a stage professing all this crap are wrong. They're just guru idiots that they could be talking about how to build a canoe. They might as well be talking about how to build a canoe because that's as much as they know about real estate.
That's true.
Unfortunately, that's the battle we have. And we decided a long time ago, Jill and I, to let people find us versus us going out there and trying to find you. So congratulations, you found us. That's step one for me. Step two then is, okay, I got a few deals done, or I got one deal done, or eight, or nine, or some small number of deals done, and I like it. And I understand that I made a couple thousand bucks per deal. Maybe I hit a triple on one and made $30,000. Maybe I failed at one, but fully realized the potential. So you're staring at $50,000 or $60,000 that you made, some number like that, and then stage three is institutionalizing that, taking it down that path.
That's great. Do you want to hear I have two other versions.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one is, I wrote these down and I wanted to hide it because I think one of them's funny. One is stage one can be land. Stage two could be infill lots, and stage three could be houses.
That's true.
You like that?
Yeah,
like 1.0, 2.0, 3.0.
Yeah,
we should probably call House Academy 3.0 almost.
Right.
So I thought that was good. And then my final version was,
she's hiding it from me.
I am, because it's so funny. So here's the stages of our life, and this is describing us.
That's why you're excited about doing this show.
It's actually funny. Stage one is, congratulations, you can afford to eat tacos on the floor. Stage two is, congratulations, now you can afford that high-end sushi place in San Francisco that you like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That place.
And then stage three is, you're back to eating tacos on the floor.
I know.
Like we did today. That's why I thought.
Joe, that's brilliant.
How did we go? We went from tacos on the floor to, wow, we can eat wherever we want, and now we're so darn busy again we're eating tacos on the floor.
Yeah. You're right. Everything just comes full circle.
Yep. That's what's happening.
I bought a frying pan recently with a top glass top on it, and it was on like clearance. I don't even remember what it was. The whole thing cost $13.
I remember.
No, it was like $7. And we put a lot of miles on that.
Right.
Our number three kid's like, what the hell is wrong with you people that
you're so excited?
You have these sports cars and all this. We live on the ocean, but a $7 frying pan gets you jacked up and happy.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I tried to explain to him, when you get older, it's just these little tiny things that just change your life for some reason. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
At his age, I'm sure he's just shaking his head. If somebody told me that when I was 15, I would say you guys are idiots.
Yep.
I'm sure that's what he's saying.
Totally. That's funny. I'm trying to it is a little thing. So I'm trying to think what I had recently. I had one that got me all excited too, and I can't remember what it was now, but it was as simple as finding the awesome white and dark chocolate bark that I love at Costco. that was exciting.
Silly
for me
stuff
the other
like
day.
That.
I bought it to the office. It will not make it to the house. It stays at the office. What do? I leave my desk often to go to our kitchen to get a bite of bark.
You know, if you try,
at least I burn my calories going there.
You can translate that to real estate deals, like all the stages in a regular real estate deal.
Yeah.
The best stage in any real estate deal is not when you do the mail. It's for me. It's not when you're scrubbing the data or any of that, although I do have fun doing that. It's when you open that letter and you get a signed offer. Because you know when you send a letter out, how you price it,
yeah.
If somebody signs it and sends it back, it's A, either a total winner, or B, there's some other real structural thing like everybody's dead and, you know, somebody just signed it just to poke fun, which almost never happens. But it's that moment where you scramble, you get to the computer to check out the asset to make sure it's all cool. And it's just, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's for houses and info lots, it works great. And it's just that's a great, then it's all like, I mean, I'll tell you honestly, what I just shove it, now it goes into a system and I don't know what happens after that.
I know.
It's that point of elation that, you know, it's totally like literally getting high, like releasing endorphins.
I thought you were going to say foreplay.
So, I guess that's...
You came up with something better, like getting high. Thanks.
Would you rather have foreplay or get high?
What do you think?
Probably foreplay.
Yeah. We got to change this show. People right now are quickly turning down the volume because their kids are asking, what's that, Daddy?
And they're sitting in the back seat of the car asking their parents stuff like, what's foreplay?
It's awful.
And to that I say, welcome to being a parent. It's your turn. I'm glad it's your turn because I've had my turn.
That's true.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss if you could go back to 1980. Sorry, if we could go back to 1998, what would we change?
And answer your questions. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm so excited. We are one day closer to what's coming up. We have a big Black Friday special that involves 2.0. I cannot wait for that to come out. And it's coming out like early in the morning. Did I tell you this?
No.
I asked our team. I want everyone, because it's for everyone who is a current member or member that day with this special right now, gets Land Academy 2.0 free, included with 1.0. And I wanted where they wake up that Friday morning and they go onto their computers and it's there.
And that's happening?
And that's happening. I can't wait.
You know, Jill and I held a couple of live events in 2018, and that's where we, specifically at the second intermediate one, we debuted Land Academy 2.0. Mm-hmm. We walked through the whole thing and the spreadsheets that are involved in the process of buying infill lots, which is completely different than buying rural vacant land. Okay. There's so much more information available in urban setting than rural ones from at the county level and everything else. So, and everybody loved it.
Yep.
Like you never know what's going to happen when you release those things.
That's true.
Everybody just couldn't wait to get the whole program.
I'm excited. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay up to date on our podcasts. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're watching us on iTunes or listening on iTunes, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.